You are listening to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This particular episode is a Footy Rhino podcast for all your fantasy needs. We're going to hand out our awards for round 8 and look forward to round 9 as the fantasy season really gets into the meat of things. There are a million reasons to drive a BT50 from Mazda. And the number one reason is...
End of financial year value, Ryan, if I could speak.
Was it again?
Yeah, that's right. End of financial year value.
For all of eternity, football has longed for a man to lead us to the promised land, a man to save your fantasy team and to make long-winded references to movies made 2 decades ago. That man has arrived. One man. But he's not just a man. He's also a rhino.
Welcome back to the Footy Rhino podcast. Ahead of a wonderful round 9, and we've just passed round 8. We're into the meat of things. Last week, we took a bit of a break to cover the best 25 players age 23 and under.
You got the name. That's better. Better naming.
I got it right, but it's a terrible title.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I hope you caught up on that. If you didn't catch up on that episode, it's worth a listen back, because if you're in a keeper league or you hope to get into a keeper league and you're looking for who the best prospects are that you should be targeting or that you're lucky enough to have, that list is everything that matters. Pretty good feedback on the list too, I think. I think most people were pretty happy with what we decided.
It's definitely our most engaged show for the year. Generally, when we do it, we did it years ago. And actually, we looked at our list from a couple of years ago and we weren't too far off.
Yeah, look, we're going to have some hits. We're going to have some misses. Did it inspire either of you guys to target any of those guys in trades? I reckon trades around the country in keeper leagues went up a notch this week and everyone's targeting the same young guys. Did you make any moves?
I had a bit of a look. Tom Phillips, as I said, surprised. So I went straight away to go and have a look who owned him and tried to figure out whether I'm in for the season or out. Yep. And yeah, go from there. So a couple of names there definitely I wasn't aware of that were doing as well.
I was already kind of making hard plays for Toby McLean. And we'll talk about Toby a little bit later. But his performance on the weekend opened the door. And I managed to get that trade across
you
the
did.
Line yesterday.
I saw that.
So I'm happy to now say that I do have a player on that list.
Which helps.
Finally. Because last week I had no players in the top 25. Joelski, anything from you? Did you fire up any trades? You managed to move on Christian Petrarca anytime soon or what?
I've already got half the list because I've been bad for 3 years. So
yes.
I'm stocking back on these blokes.
How many did you have?
5 or 6.
Wow.
On that list. Yep.
Excellent.
Can't keep them all.
We didn't hear from anyone who said that they had like double digits or anything crazy like that. I mean, it's. I think if you had 5+, you'd be in a really good place.
You'd be pretty happy.
A really good place. We're going to go back to handing out our awards, which was what we were doing before. We took that little break for our best 25 players aged 23 and under.
I reckon it's 25 under 25 next year. We'll just keep it real simple. Something like that.
Well, then you open this, maybe 23
under
23.
24 under 24, whatever.
We just need a catchy name.
Because like it's 23
it's
and under.
To do with
so
youth.
Let's go 24 under 24 next
the
year.
Crash.
Let's just do that.
The crash. Yeah, we'll come up with something. Something better than this.
Yeah, we just lost a heap of... Yeah, anyway, that's all right.
Okay.
Right.
Best performance in a leading role.
We're back to bad naming again, are we already?
I like that one.
That's okay.
The
yeah.
best performance... I mean, that's like you're in an award show. That's good. Some of them, not so good. okay, so again, we try not to just go with the best 5 or 6 scorers.
Yes.
I tried to look for narrative and like, okay, what means something. Tommy Rockliffe, 149.
Mm.
Coming off, he's had 3 scores of 132 plus for the year. He's alternated big scores with medium scores in the last 6 weeks. But the key thing last week was Ollie Wines was out. Brad Ebert was out. They're both out again this week. And so Rockliffe, when those guys are out, he's forced into the middle and he's forced to play old Rockliffe. And old Rockliffe scores very, very well.
Lots.
Clayton Oliver, 161. Could not be ignored. His average has been dragged up to 109 now. And he's had 4 tons in his last 5. So we're starting to see Clayton Oliver again, the real
yep.
Clayton Oliver.
Yeah.
Brody Grundy, 149, been dominant, and I think he's probably edged ahead of all others to be the most crucial own in a salary cap format.
Yeah.
If you don't have Brody Grundy, I think he's the big miss.
Yeah.
Like, just because of his consistent high scoring in a position that's you know, scarce.
Yep. I think it was a fair call.
Zachary Merritt.
Oh, yes.
On a hot streak. 136, five straight tons. He's averaging 124 in his last five.
Big tons, yeah.
Big tons. Yep. And you called this early. It's too late now. And 127 for Josh Dunkley. Backing up his 145.
It's a tough category this week.
It is. Playing in the middle. The Dogs are winning when he's playing in the middle. He's attending set of bounces and clearances. That's fantastic. If you held him throughout the debacle, which I did, I'm so grateful I held him. If you didn't have him, he's probably cheap enough for you to go and grab him now.
Yeah.
So great move for Josh Dunkley. They are the nominees for the best performance in a leading role. Who is your choice?
I'm torn between the top two. Rockliffe and Merritt, which I think was one and three.
Okay. Yep.
I'm torn between those two based around Merritt has really just come back to what we thought he was going to be. It was like he almost took a knee in the first couple of weeks of the season. Essendon were just a rabble.
He had 50 in round one.
Yep.
And then he had a couple of 90s, and then he's gone on this streak.
Yeah.
So he really had just one abomination.
Yeah.
And then, but that round one matters so much, and we're all just like, oh, what's wrong with Zach Merritt? And it's like,
he actually looked genuinely disinterested.
One bad game.
Yep. And that's all it was. Sometimes that's all his champions. I think on that note, I will pick him. I'm really tempted to pick Rocky, though, based on the fact of those things you said.
The Wines is out of it,
plus their fixturing. They've got Gold Coast this week.
Mm.
But I'm not giving the award for what's coming up. I'm giving it for this week, so I'll go with Merritt.
Jolski?
Grundy.
Oh, yes.
He is a star.
He's a star. He's a bona fide.
He tore him apart.
He's a ruckman as well.
Yeah, he is, actually.
There's not many ruckman
stars in this game.
That's
true. Rockliffe's going to get 200 this week, I reckon.
That's possible. And if anyone can.
Gold Coast are hemorrhaging points to, like, good midfielders.
Yeah.
I mean, Clayton Oliver, 161 last week. It's on this weekend.
Yeah, West Coast destroyed him the week before.
Yeah, it's going to be big for Tommy. I'm going to pick Zach Merritt just because I like the consistency of his last 5 weeks. And I think we were all out on him, and now we should all be back in on him. And well done to him. But strong category.
Yeah.
Really strong category this week. Could have been any of those five guys. Worst performance in a leading role. Toby McLean. My new man.
Your mate.
37.
Oh, putrid.
Do you know that was his worst score since his debut?
Is that right? Are you arguing about pronunciations?
No, it's an inside joke there.
Okay.
Because a lot of the time in our presentation, Jolski and I for the news will say debut. It's
not
supposed to be debut.
You're not allowed to say debut.
It's been
debut.
You can't say debut.
Yeah.
You said debut. Right.
And I bet he actually did say debut, and then he corrected himself.
I always do say debut. That's the problem.
It's a debut.
It's a debut.
It is a debut.
It's a debut.
What a...
Yeah, and Jolski and I have both been corrected on this.
As my pet frustration with... I get a lot of friends in the media. I'm not in the media. A lot of friends in the media, and always correcting spelling and... But I'm like, piss off with it.
How's the name dropping from Grant Finn?
I didn't name drop.
I've got a lot of friends in the media.
I didn't name drop.
I'm so well connected.
I didn't name drop.
You did worse. You just let it as a general.
That's right. I've
got so many friends in the media.
Yeah. Maybe I can get into a WhatsApp group.
Worst score since his debut.
Right.
Which was 11, and he was a sub.
Well, that's pretty... Yeah.
It's 4 years ago. Before this week, he's 37. He averaged 90 for 3 weeks in.
Mm.
So for me, who was targeting him, I was like, oh, damn it, the ship sailed.
Yep.
He put that 37 up, and I went, now. And this is the only way to get the guys on that list of 25. They have a quiet patch, even if it's a really bad game, and they cost their coach a win or whatever. So I managed to... I think my trade was Toby McLean, his first round pick for next year... And his fourth round pick for next year. This is a guy's contending. So pick the first round will probably be about pick 10, 11. In exchange for Ablett and Cade Simpson, who have been feverishly trying to move on for a long time. So I'm happy that's done. I've got a great young asset. I've got a high draft pick, a late pick as well. So that's the kind of trade you could be looking at if you're trying to target a Toby McLean, if you've got a couple of oldies.
Love it.
I'm pretty happy with myself.
You did well.
Yeah. Next nomination, the Hoff. Speaking of trades I made, I gave him to you 4 weeks ago, Grant Fenn.
Thanks for that.
He also scored 37.
Delicious.
He's had four scores of 65 or less for the season so far. The Hoff showing signs of concern, but also has the odd
bleeding
breakout.
Dollars.
Matt Crouch scored 53 and got injured and is in doubt for this week. We'll probably know by the time you guys are listening to this whether he's playing or not, but still, he cost you probably. May have even been some captaincy stuff going on. Toby Green, 62. That is his worst score for his three games so far, so not too bad. And Caleb. Little Caleb.
Yeah.
Shrunk back into his little hole there, went flaccid. 64. Worst score of the year. Were we fooled is the question I've written here, because he is listed as a leading performer now, best worst performance in a leading role, because his price dictates that. And a lot of people targeted him as a defender. I'm not saying we should be worried. I'm just saying, ooh, this is the first kind of glitch on the little radar of Caleb.
Yeah. Glitch on the radar? Or
blip on the radar?
Yeah, that's all right.
Glitch?
Spot on the helmet or something.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Right. I was going to hint to an STD, but you've done it. So there you go.
Okay, my pick out of the group.
First little bump. We're like, is that? Is that bump, always, is that bump something to worry about, or is that just...
Everyone has one scare.
Is it a birthmark?
then you're
that?
Paranoid forever. Rightio.
Is it itch?
Is it red?
Consult your doctor.
Does it move? Right.
Is that chocolate?
Next.
Rub it off.
Okay. Rightio.
No, they were my nominations. What's your...
So my pick?
Yeah.
My pick's Crouch.
Okay. Genuine premium.
Yeah, reason being genuine premium. Hasn't dropped below 100 all year. 7 100s in a row to start the year. But never went uber big, even 132 and a 120 and that. But then to put up a 53 and to possibly miss a week, like you're saying, which we won't know at the moment.
That's tough.
I think that adds a little bit to it. So for me, it's him.
Jolski?
Crouch.
Okay. Well, I was going to vote for Hoff or McLean. And I think I'd be leaning toward Hoff because he's become maddening in his unpredictability. There's a couple of real shockers.
Yeah.
But you're right. It probably is Crouch. More people would have been relying on Matt Crouch. And in some draft leagues, he would have been skipper and all kinds. And maybe even some A4 fantasy games.
Yeah.
Okay. Matt Crouch. I'm happy with that.
Very good.
Best performance in a supporting role? Best supporting actor? Some good ones here. Ricky Henderson.
Oh, Ricky.
Who, by the end of this year, may have this award named after him. 125 for Ricky. Mitch Robinson, also in a bit of a purple patch. Joel, can you bring up Mitch Robinson's last few weeks? I don't have him here. 124. Darcy McPherson, who's been a nice, pleasant surprise this year for people who plucked him. I remember I was targeting him in our keeper draft, and he went a few picks before I had a pick, and I was filthy. But he's had a really good season. Not consistent, but he's had some moments.
Right.
And Trent DeMont. Average of 99.
This is unbelievable, this guy.
Five of his last six games, he's gone 100+. He is on fire. You got Mitch Robinson's stats there, Johnson?
Yeah, sure do.
What's his last few weeks look like?
120, 103, and 125
in the last 3 weeks. Yeah, so he has been pretty good. I thought that was the case. And he is your prototypical supporting actor, isn't he?
Yes.
Like he's the guy that you put on in your last or second last forward spot, and you probably got him fairly cheap, and he's been pretty good.
Yeah. Probably hard to go past him, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But the DeMont one's just injured. I just love it. Like, it is.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's kind of real.
It is real. And
he can't kick, though. He just gets so much of the ball.
No one, I don't care.
No, that's true.
I couldn't get to, first of all, I doesn't play for my team. Second of all,
you're
I'm
not
just
playing super coach.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I'm just playing AFL fantasy. Yep. As long as he doesn't kick it out in the full, I don't care.
How would you feel if you owned Trent DeMont in a keeper league, though? Because you'd be like, ooh, at some point, is he just going to get dropped to the VFL? Like, should I sell him now? Because he's not a good footballer.
Yeah.
When I'm picking players for long term, I actually want to watch them and say, can this guy actually play?
Yeah.
Because in Trent DeMont's case, he's in a terrible team. He's getting 30+. But Brad Scott would know, okay, this guy's not exactly who we want kicking the ball 30 times unless we're trying to get the number one pick. So at some point, maybe it's a year away, maybe it's 6 months away, maybe it's 2 years away, he's going to end up back in the VFL.
Well, the start of the year, we do our best 22s going into round one.
Yeah.
And we talked about this team, and they had all those guys come in. Have a look at Aaron Hall now.
Oh, yeah, disaster.
Right?
Yeah.
But because they've invested him, they've recruited him, you think, he's got to play. That's not true.
No,
you still got to play football.
Paul Ahern's not getting the game.
That's exactly right.
Super unpredictable. So would you be looking to
sell? He's got 5 100s for the year.
Would you sell Trent DeMont high?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Jolski?
Yeah.
I think so. Nomination? Did you know Mitch Robinson?
I'll stick with Robinson, I think.
Jolski?
I think you're right. He's your F6 or 7 in a draft league.
Yeah.
He's not going to be owned a lot in salary, but he, yeah, I like that.
Robinson. I want to just, it's Robinson because you're ganging up on me this week, but I just want to give
I just want to give
a nod to Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I feel like you should win this every week. Ricky, he's the man.
We'll talk about him later anyway.
Worst performance in a supporting role. There's a few. Ryan Burton, 8, and then injured. Very good looking man, though.
I'm so angry.
Do you know, I keep bringing this back to my own team, but I do have Ryan Burton in a keeper league, have for a long time. And it's somewhere along the lines, I must have written his name in all caps, as just Burton in all caps.
So it keeps coming out.
So every time
people?
I write Burton, just corrects to all caps.
Burton.
And I love that now.
Burton.
So even now when I'm writing down my own little lists of like who I might keep for the, I write him now in all caps. So he's all caps Burton. Can't change it now.
Yeah.
It just seems right. It feels weird writing his name in lowercase. Cool story. Eddie Betts scored 31.
Cool story, bro.
Hold on. Burton's also out, I think, 2-3, which is a little kick in the face. Eddie Betts, 31. Alex Sexton, 34.
Mm.
Toby Nankervis, 36, and out for 6 to 8 weeks. And because he's your ruck, there's every chance you don't have another one, or you're relying on Ivan Soldo. Tom Papley, 46. Now, how's this?
This is gut-wrenching.
But how's this? He alternates his scores. Round 1, 92. Yeah. Follows it up with a 66. Round 3, 93. Then follows it up with a 71. Then goes 113 and follows it up with 51. And then he goes 102 and then he follows it up with 46.
Is that home away?
I don't know.
Because they're different.
Scattered.
Yeah.
But I would be putting the house on that he's going to play well this week. Because this is the good week. So as a Papley owner, and to anyone else who is, play him this week.
Yeah.
Don't play him next week. Let's see if the trend continues. Because he only plays well every 2 weeks, Tom Papley.
Amazing.
Something's going on there. They're my nominations. Who would you like to choose?
Nankervis for me.
Yes.
7% of teams.
Yes.
The big issue you've got there is
starting ruck in a lot of draft leagues. Well, definitely.
Starting ruck. And if you do happen to have him in a salary format, then you've got to go and find, there's no other trade apart from going up to one of the two you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to go and find that money. That ruins any other trade options for the week. So if you had some kids you needed to trade out, Jack Ross, or you had Burton in your back line, or any other of those other issues that are coming up this week,
yep,
you're defaulted to that one because otherwise you're looking at a zero.
Yeah.
Definitely for me.
I think Papley deserves this award.
Ooh.
I think for the it is the epitome of him. Inconsistency of Tom Papley,
yep.
I'm going to give it to Nank because it's such a crucial blow if you have him in a draft league and the 6-8 hurts and you can't drop him because he's still Nank.
Yeah.
You're probably picking up some scrap ruckman off the waiver wire, Soldo, Segler types.
Unless someone else blocked him.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
Okay, so the winner would be Nankervis. Category for you.
Yes.
Young guys.
All right, so
youth.
Best youth performance in a... How do we do this?
Best newcomer.
I should actually write this down.
Best new talent. Yep.
Right. Best new talent. Okay.
Like we stuff this award every week.
No, I don't pay attention.
The nominations.
I'll do my research, but I don't know what
off.
The names are.
Let's see if you can actually get the nominations.
Okay, now I've got a question before I start.
What is it?
Can Shai Bolton win this category?
No.
Okay. He did start at $260,000. Which is about the same price as Walsh.
Okay.
As much as he played the last 2 years.
I'll allow it.
I do have another nomination if you don't want to allow it.
I just wanted to bring it up
as a discussion.
I'll allow
Rookie
it.
Rookie priced, you say. Constable 107.
Good bounce back.
Nomination.
Late inclusion, though.
Bolton 101.
He'd be penalised for the late inclusion.
Could be.
Bolton 101.
Sydney Stack 96. Grind Mize?
Yeah.
Grind Mize. 94, and Lockhart at 92 are your leading contenders. And I did have Xavier Dersma as a backup for Bolton on the bench if you wanted to include him as a nomination.
Mm.
So Sydney Stack with 96 is now got a break even of 14. He's in 29% of teams.
It's a fantastic season.
Constable's 107 was a late inclusion, but in 35% of teams, so in a lot of teams.
I'm penalising him for that.
Fair enough.
No one got a chance late to play him.
Yep. And Lockhart with a 92.
Lockhart's 2 weeks, 100 and then a 92. It's hard to ignore that. Grian Myers has been really good. And who was the other one that you mentioned between them?
Was there another Bolton. One?
Yeah, okay, so for me it's either Stack or Myers or Lockhart. And I'm going to give it to Myers just because he's been pretty good the last few weeks.
Yep.
And so that surprised me. He wasn't really on my radar. Unlucky for Lockhart.
Last 4 weeks, 82, 91, 93, 94.
Yeah,
that's
very good.
That's what you want from a rookie.
Oh, and surging when it's time to trade the early guys.
Yeah.
And he's just going, no, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I got some money
to
make.
I'm still here.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
Which is why I included Dersmer, because Dersmer's doing the same thing. He's now giving you the reason to actually, you don't have to worry about trading him off.
He rallied.
And they've got a great fixture coming up.
It's Myers for me. Jelski?
Grian Myers.
Yes. Grian.
Well, I guess he wins it then.
Grian. That's like if you and me combine our names. Grian.
That's true. Although no one knows what my first name is, because no one ever asked.
Grant.
Right.
Grian.
I picked Stack based on Grian. I have a list of names. If I told you my name, I haven't told
so
you the name.
So that makes
him
our guy, for sure.
That's true.
Grian.
I had Stack picked for his 96. Break even of 14 this week.
Cool.
I think he stood up in a good times, but I'm not adverse to Grian Myers.
Worst performance in a...
New talent?
Worst new talent.
Okay. This was surprisingly easy. This was surprisingly easy.
Okay.
There was some heartbreak this week.
Yeah, was that?
Tommy Atkins.
Two. Oh, it's hard to come back from
two.
That. Actually won me a game.
Correct,
I won by a point in our draft league.
Oh.
And the other bloke had Atkins.
Oh,
and I had Burton.
Savage.
I had Burton on 8. I was like, well, that's it. It's done.
Did you hear the story of what happened? We'll talk about Atkins in a minute.
He came back on. Then went back off again.
And came back on.
Yeah.
And went back off again. He came on, got a stat, gave away a free kick. Came back on, got a stat, gave away a free kick. That's how he ended up on 2.
Ouch.
Yeah. Savage. 20% of teams too, so that really hurts.
That's brutal.
Jack Ross, 11.
Yeah.
Compounded with a 6 to 8 week injury.
Yuck, this is brutal.
Yeah. Lachlan Young, 22.
Oof.
Lukosius, 24.
Oof.
And the hamster, 36. Oof. I think it's pretty obvious.
That's some ugliness there.
Yeah.
Look, it's Atkins.
But how brutal.
I mean, it could easily have been Young or it could easily have been Ross. It's Atkins, though.
Yeah.
A 2.
A 2.
Just horrible. That's horrible.
2.
Yeah.
He has only averaged 55 for the year as well, so it's a bit
He goes. He goes. Hopefully you didn't have him on the field, and this is just like, okay, time to go. Thank you very much.
Well, I had Ross and Burton on the field this week.
Oof.
Suffice to say, I did not win my matchup.
No. The 19 points combined didn't get you there?
No. No.
Jolski?
Who did we just say?
Atkins.
Atkins. Yeah.
So you actually lost 11 grand too. So that's the brutal part of it. Like, even if you wanted to move him on, you've actually got less money than you had.
His break even was like 6 and he didn't get there.
His break even is now 68, so he'd have to basically top score for the year.
No, he's gone. Best.
Want to do the seniors?
Yeah, best performance by a senior citizen.
Yep, so we've heard you heard one of these names already today. So Ricky Henderson, 125.
Ricky.
Heath Shaw, not a name we've talked about a lot this year, I don't think. 124.
Yeah, was it?
Season average of 79, so that was out of the box. Nathan Jones, 114. So also an average of 82 for you. Travis Boak has not won this award this year, by the way.
Far out. It's won every other one.
113.
It's won every other award.
If he has. And the Bash, Bashahuli, also with a 113. They are your 5 nominations.
Nah, Travis Boak. It's Travis Boak, the man who's ageless.
And they got Gold Coast this week. You think anyone's going to fire? It's going to be him and Rockliffe. So he's averaged 117 for the year. He's up to 750K, 27% of teams.
Get a soak from Boak.
The big thing for me is that he... I try to be serious. Chirps in the background. The biggest thing for me is the 3 toughest opponents to score against for the year have been GWS, Brisbane and Collingwood, and he still put up big hundreds against both of them. 2 of those 3, sorry.
Jesus.
So he's performing on the big stage in fantasy land.
Unlucky for Ricky again, but it's Boak.
Poor old Ricky.
Boak.
Poor old Ricky.
He really is the fantasy player of the year at this point.
That was a Ricky return, though, 73 and 77, the 2 weeks before that. So
there was some worrying signs for Ricky there for a bit.
0.6% ownership. Super unique still.
Worst performance by an old fella.
Yeah, I struggled here. I struggled. The reason I struggled is because I wanted to try and make sure the guys that I picked were actually relevant to...
So the
teams.
30 plus is the
Yeah, but yeah, sorry. When I mean relevant to teams, ownership wise, yeah, sure. In fantasy land. So. Yeah,
you're not just picking key defenders.
Nah, the obvious one is Westhoff is in 13% of teams. He scored 37.
Brutal.
Some of the other guys that I ran numbers on were Betts, Kennedy, Schofield, and Brown, and they're all 2% ownership. Well, the other one I want to talk about, I want to nominate Geelong.
Just in general.
Yep.
The whole team.
For the whole farcicalness with Dangerfield, Selwood.
Oh.
Like, Dangerfield's not 30, but Selwood is. Yeah. He was in, and then he was out.
Yep.
And for draft owners, it was horrid.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Nominate team.
Them or Westhoff.
I don't hate that.
Well, I had to mix it up, right? I had to change it up a bit because it's just ridiculous.
It's Westhoff, but I see what you're saying. Is Selwood and Dangerfield, are they both 30?
No, Dangerfield nearly is.
Yeah,
Selwood
see,
is.
That's why I can't pay it. But,
that's fair enough.
But
that's
I don't hate it.
Yeah. Geelong's 125
Geelong,
years old.
Geelong, worst for late changes. The worst. I'm picking Hoff. You're picking Hoff.
Westhoff.
It's Hoff.
And the other thing is, if you look at Westhoff.
So Hoff a double winner this week.
Because 2 weeks before, 95
double
111.
Loser. Double loser.
95 and 111. So you're like, oh, he's back. This is that's great. He's thing. Actually doing really well.
That's the worst kind of screw. It's 37. You get set
average
up.
Just 75. Lost 180K in salary.
It's a big.
Disgusting.
Most ridiculous performance. The Jay Schultz Award for the time so where I traded in Jay Schultz who kicked 10 goals and won me a final.
10?
I think it was 10. I've got to go back and look at this actual game and break it down next week for us. I think it was more like 8 goals.
How many years ago was that?
It would have been at least 4
Let's
or 5.
Let's find that. Let's
it
find
it
that.
Won me a game to make finals. Yeah. It was. I'm going to look back. Rory Lobb, 125. His fourth career ton. And he normally goes at about one a year. So that's it. So they're the worst kind. You're like, I know any other week I play this guy, he's not going to get anywhere near 125. He does it once a year. Dylan Grimes. May 2012 was his last ton.
Dylan Grimes.
That's 7 years ago for those counting. That's his only other ton as well. So 7 years ago he scored 110. It took that long for him to get to 107. You'd be filthy. Funny story. That's when our keeper league started, coming off that year. And I remember I took Dylan Grimes with one of my last picks, and I'd taken Jack Grimes, the infamous Jack Grimes, with one of my early picks because he was still good back then. And so I had both the Grimesy brothers, so I named my team the Grimesy brothers, and it was I'm not going to swear because I'll make you have to beep it out, but it was a disaster of the highest order. My team sucked for 3 years. It led to a three-year tanking expedition and a long rebuild. I blame the Grimes brothers, and I blame myself. Shai Bolton, 101.
Yeah.
Easily a career high. Not even close.
Yeah.
And Jackson Trengove, 99. Played in the ruck because Tim English was out. So there's no way he scores that if he's not playing in the ruck. So it was kind of like a late second default. Lobb, Grimes, Bolton, Trengove.
What's the names?
Yeah. It's my favourite category every week, I think.
Maybe Lobb.
Once a year.
Yeah. And do you know, I reckon there was actually a little bit more expectation around him coming over here to increase his numbers, and it's just done nothing.
Yeah.
So that is that's out of the box, though. That's from nowhere.
He's had 290s this year.
Yeah.
Rory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just but 125.
Yeah, that's a big score.
Yuck.
It has to be Grimes, doesn't it?
Well, maybe, but I was trying to be a bit... same story, trying to bring a bit of rebel.
Well, the only thing with Grimes is there's no way you would have had him on the field.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to know if anyone actually played Dylan Grimes, unless you're in a league with, like, 40 teams. And like,
is Lobber Ruck forward?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to Grimes just because...
Fair call.
Yeah. Jolski? Yeah, Grimes. before we move on to... I just wanted to talk about Josh Battle.
Yes.
Because I knew he wouldn't get nominated for anything. But I'm in love with him.
you do love good-looking men. Is he a good-looking man?
He's pretty good-looking. He's won the battle for my heart, and he will win the war on yours. He's put 100.
What?
He scored 100.
Where's that from?
I just made it up.
Right.
He scored 100.
You're very loving today.
And then he scored 47.
You even made me a
tea. I did. I made him a tea. But the cup's dirty and he didn't get any milk because he didn't bring any baked goods.
Hang on. Our old's Channel 7.
That's my personal cup.
Right.
So I don't wash
that
it.
That actually makes me feel better.
I don't wash it.
No, that's fine. It makes me feel better because
at
otherwise...
At least it's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. We haven't shed. No.
Let's not go down that path. Josh Battle. just keep an eye on him. 2 tonnes in the last 3 weeks. He's 20 years old. If you're looking for a guy to stash in your keeper league, do it. He's a good little player. Good little player.
Does he only fire when St Kilda fires, though?
Yeah, a little bit.
A good competitor, though. You're talking about watching good footballers. I'd have noticed every time I watch the Saints play, he is...
I think he was their best the other night.
Yeah, he's a he's a real good competitor, always in the game. So he is. I agree with that, fair call.
Oh, yeah. We got some questions.
Good. Good, good, good.
Bryce Gibbs. This is from BC the Bear, 29. Bryce Gibbs' position change? Got to be close now. I don't know. Has he been playing enough?
Yeah,
I feel like BC's reaching here. He's really reaching for some hope on Bryce.
He's been so in and out of the team.
Does Sandful and like emergency and like just sitting on the bench, does that count?
Well, not towards a position change. It's all about heat maps, isn't it?
Also, Captain Lloyd, Fife or Hunter, what's up with Jake Lloyd? He has been off the last couple of weeks.
Well, that's part of the Sydney debacle that's going on.
Lloyd, Fife or Hunter for captain this week? Fife against Essendon. Hunter, who are the Dogs playing? Someone decent. Dogs Pies?
Yes.
Is that right? And who is Sydney playing this week?
Not sure.
You could ask us on the ball.
Yeah.
North.
Oh, yeah, that game's in Tasmania. About four people are going to turn up to that game.
Okay, so it's Lloyd. Give him another chance.
Like an icicle.
Don't you think so? Against North? Cheap ball?
Yeah, and probably a lot of it.
Lloyd? Sorry?
Dogs got Geelong.
In Geelong too. That's a tough scoring ground.
I think it's Lloyd.
Just on the Gibbs thing, he's played 3 games and then in, out, and then we don't know this week. I don't think he's up for a positional change at all. I wouldn't be picking him up based on that.
No, he's probably already got him in his draft league and he's probably just hoping for anything.
Yep.
Scooby Juice, Patton G13. Who's the best rookie to downgrade to this week? I'm struggling to find one. We'll answer that first. This is the stage of the year where there are few and far between. So your best thing to do is wait for an announcement from a coach to say, hey, Toby Wooler's playing this week for Brisbane. We'll lock him in. He's a midfielder. He's played well in the NEAFL. That's what you're waiting for. But I did just have a quick glance down the list of guys who I think might play soon or would be some sort of chance to play before the end of the year. And sometimes that's your best bet. Curtis Taylor played last week for North. Now, he has an interesting story. He's the guy who they thought would go in the first round of the draft and ended up sitting in the draft room waiting to be picked for 2 days. And then North picked him up at, I think, pick 40-something. It was brutal. But he clearly is top-end talent, and he finally got a game for North. He's a mid-forward, so he's worth keeping an eye on. Didn't score hugely last week, but he might be one. Brett Bewley's going to play at some point for Freo, you would think, although they've just been humming along just a little too nicely for him to get in. Hugh Goddard, you'd think he'd get a chance at Carlton at some point, but he's not going to score. Nick Hind is the mature age guy we're all high on at the start of the year. Hasn't played yet for St Kilda. He's a mid. Patrick Naish, I think he might even play this week for Richmond.
Yeah,
he's
possibly.
He's been really carving it up in the VFL. Joel Garner is in the squad for Port this week. He's a defender. And Toby Wooler keeps getting mentioned for Brisbane, but he just can't seem to get a game.
Yeah, dude, what you said, though, is bang on about there's got to be the coach announcement or the announcement at training, things like that, because you've already seen it, especially with Freo and that, with guys that get named in the squad. And then Bewley's been named, I reckon, 3 times.
Yeah. And it's, as I said, this year, there's probably, let's say this week, teams are out in a few hours, but let's just say no rookies get named, but this guy wants to downgrade.
Yep.
Those are the guys you could take a chance with because you're stacking the odds.
Yes.
And Curtis Taylor was in last week and he only went up a few grand. So he'd be the one that the safest.
Yeah.
And if Naish or Garner play this week, they're the safest as well.
Yeah.
So you're not getting great stuff at this point of the year.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
No.
Bewley's got the highest ceiling, I would have thought.
Yeah. Play the break-even game if you have to. If you're looking for someone playing, go and have a look at break-evens and just pick the one that you can get the cash from.
He also wants to know, hold or trade Matt Crouch if he's not playing. I say hold. It's only a week. He was running
just
today.
Hold.
He was running today.
Yep.
Next. Ryan Cameron, what sort of player would you trade Dev Smith for in a contending 13-man keeper league? I have asked Ryan for some clarification on his list.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what he needs. I don't know how many players are on the list. It's very hard. But Dev Smith's value is pretty low.
Yeah.
I'd just be holding him, wouldn't you?
The articles I read about them managing his knee through every single game are really concerning. Like, he was a scoring beast last year. I think we talked about him in preseason. But he's definitely, he's just way off his game.
So Ryan's contending. And he obviously doesn't want to risk Devon Smith.
Yeah.
So he's trading a young forward with a capability of averaging 100. Who could he get in exchange? You're looking for older players. You're looking for guys who are established. Like, could he do the similar trade to what I did?
You know what I mean?
Last week? Could he sell Devon Smith in place of Toby McLean and get, say, an Ablett and a Simpson or those types of players? An older guy who might help you win it this year. And it's going to give you more than what Devon Smith's going to give you at this point.
Because he's still shown a few glimpses. So there's still value there. But if you're selling him, you need to go to someone that is going to value longevity from him.
Yeah, someone who's tanking already. Yeah.
How old is he? He's 25. Yep. So he's still got plenty of uptick. And we've seen what he can do.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mess around with anyone that's up the top because they're not going to take him.
Bagels, 4. Can you give us a rundown on the young Eagles who are looking fantasy relevant? Ainsworth for me. I doubt Ainsworth gets too many cracks this year. The Eagles are not the team you should be looking at for young fantasy guys. They're just
talked about Watson preseason, anything there?
The problem with Watson is he's only really going to play when Jetta's out because they play the same position, the same role.
Jetta, what did he do to his hair?
He's changed it again, apparently. He's shaved the sides now.
Okay,
the old man Costanza haircut.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
to be honest, Bagels, I wouldn't be looking at West Coast for fantasy value.
No.
Matty Allen, if he ever plays, might get a bit.
They're really trying to settle their 22 to get consistency back in their form. So.
Matt Mottram, best defender under 550,000, or should I just get Lockhart? I had my sights on Heath Shaw. Yeah! Don't do that. I've ridden my man Josh Battle down. He's under 550. He's playing well, but I do like the Lockhart one. Two good scores in a row, good break even. I reckon you're probably safer going Lockhart. He's still only about 350 or 360, I think, so that's a good bet.
Yeah.
Cam Gowder, what to do with Sam Doherty in a keeper league? I've had him since the Rosie O'Donnell years and watched him blossom into Rosie Jones. Do I sell him if in contention? That's a throwback from Cam there. When Sam used to score under 100, we'd give him a Rosie O'Donnell pitcher. If he went over 100, he'd get a Rosie Jones. If you don't know who Rosie Jones is, do yourself a favour.
Chuck her in Google. At your desk.
Not at work.
Don't do it at your desk.
Don't do it. And don't look up Rosie O'Donnell either, for other reasons. Look, it depends if you're contending or not. Like, if you're contending, Sam Doherty is a great trade chip. Like, I've been trying to get him off the guy in our league, but he's not sure if he's contending or not, so I've given up. But I think if you are no chance to win it this year, or even only half a chance, you're better off holding him. But if you can sell him like magic beans to some kid who's tanking and get some established stars back, I think that's probably not worth it.
May I add to that question, Rhino?
Yes.
Ooh.
I offered this week in my league, at the bottom of the ladder.
Sure.
One win for the year, going well.
Yep.
Scott Pendlebury for Tom Mitchell.
Oh.
And I got absolutely laughed at. He said, go away. And I said, contending. He's contending.
It's not enough. It's not enough, Joel. Okay. It's not. For me, like as a Tom Mitchell owner, to give up Tom Mitchell, who's still only 25, he doesn't rely on athleticism too much. I need Pendlebury and I need something else. Like the best offer I got this year was a Heppel, McCluggage and a pick. That's a far better offer than Pendlebury. And I turned it down and I may regret that, but that was a legitimate offer.
Imagine that on your list.
I know. But you don't have Tom Mitchell anymore.
No.
So that's where you were never going to get that deal done.
No, I was just testing the waters and I probably should have held off a week before finals when he was really desperate.
Yeah.
Should have pulled that trigger.
Yeah. If you went back to him and said, here's Pendlebury and something else, there's maybe a chance you could do it. But no. Why is Brayshaw such a dud? That's from Big Earn. Ernie McCracken. 000. We love Big Earn. It appears he's forgotten how to play fantasy football.
What do you score this week?
Not well.
Because again, we talk about the whole Gold Coast leaking points. And if he couldn't score against Gold Coast, then there's probably a genuine issue there.
There is genuine issues there.
Yeah.
I'm concerned because, I thought that he was going to be the highest scoring player in fantasy this year.
Does that say 76?
Yeah, he's had a rough run. He's a rough run.
Well, you're not, yeah.
Tell you what I'm doing.
So what was the actual question?
I'm targeting him.
Yeah. What did he say? What was the question?
Why does he suck?
Yeah, well, I got no idea. But it's not good.
I don't believe this is the real Angus.
Okay.
I believe there's a better Angus.
You think it's fake Angus?
I'm still a believer.
Someone's on the farm selling the wrong cows.
Well, it's like when you go to like Macca's or HJ's and they say, it's Angus beef. It's not really.
It's just
beef. Maybe there's like 3% Angus in it. But it's not real Angus. You know, no. Like, it's just regular.
You go down to the farm and the bloke's like, yeah, those 20 cows, they're Angus. You're like, oh, yeah, because you don't know what you're talking about.
Their name is Angus.
Yeah. Ah.
They're not actually Angus cows.
Angus.
It's Angus over there. He's just a regular dairy cow, but his name's Angus.
Oh, like, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And by the way, if it was a dairy cow, it wouldn't be a he, would he?
No. If you're looking to make a move in salary format this week, who are you bringing in? You bringing someone in?
My thing was hopefully a double downgrade based on who's coming in.
Okay.
And I think I brought in Taylor and maybe someone else, I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'm low on cash, so I'm trying to generate.
Yes, fair call. Okay.
Boring.
Yeah. Well, I've got the Ross Burton issue, so I'm probably going to try and move Ross up to someone I don't have, like a Rockcliffe or a Merritt.
Yep.
We've got about 200 grand in the bank. And then, I might hold him because he's not going anywhere. And because I've got Stack in the back line, so I can play him there.
Cool.
But yeah, tough.
Cool. Mm. Well, that's Footy Rhino podcast for another week. I hope you enjoyed. Hit us up if you've got any other questions in the next couple of days. We can help you out before the lockout approaches. There are a million reasons to drive and buy a Mazda BT50.
A million.
There's a million of them. But the most important, the number one reason.
Joel.
Joel?
Value.
End of financial year value.
End of financial year value.
Oh, Joel. You're not getting paid.